flowers. So delightful.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He worked until his last breath. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Congressman Elijah Cummings' wife, now widow, tweeted after the Democrat died early this morning from complications of health problems at 68. Cummings from Baltimore was chair of the House Oversight Committee.
He'd been a key figure in the impeachment proceedings against President Trump. After the release of the Mueller report last spring, he said,
"This is a critical moment in our country's history."
Cummings had led several probes into President Trump's dealings, the president responding by criticizing the city as a rodent-infested mess.
Well, that's Fox's Jill Nato. But just moments ago, President Trump tweeted his warmest condolences to the family and many friends of Congressman Elijah Cummings, and he added his work and voice on so many fronts will be very hard, if not impossible, to replace. Well, the impeachment inquiry continues this hour. U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, will be questioned about the Trump-Ukraine call. The White House blocked his testimony last week, hoping to get Turkey to stop bombing Kurds in Syria. Vice President Pence is now there meeting with Turkish President Erdogan. The House voted to oppose the president's decision to pull back in Syria, and that led to a contentious meeting at the White House, where Fox's John Decker is live.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democratic leaders stormed out of their meeting at the White House after being disparaged by the president.
Now we have to pray for his health, because this was a very serious meltdown.
Hours later, the president suggested it was Pelosi who was mentally ill and told people to pray for her. The president tweeted a photo of the meeting where Pelosi is standing and speaking while everyone else is seated. Pelosi made the photo the main image for her Twitter account. Dave?
John, Brexit may finally happen. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson working out a divorce deal with the European Union.
A very good deal both for the EU and for the UK. And it's a reasonable, fair outcome.
But it's not final. Parliament has to approve it. It's unclear if Johnson has the votes for that Saturday. America's listening to Fox News.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
There's been a big focus on trying to prevent foreign interference in the upcoming elections after what the Russians did in 2016, and it turns out there is some meddling going on online.
A cyber threat intelligence company called Digital Shadows says they found 550 fake election websites set up against the presidential candidates and Republican Party funding sites. Most of them redirect you to another website, like one set up for Marianne Williamson or President Trump. A few of them redirect people to File Converter or secure browsing Google Chrome extensions. And they say that can result in privacy violations or even malicious software if a user were to download something off the site. 66 of the sites were under the same IP address, but the company says it's hard to know who's behind them because in many cases, Europe's new data privacy law masks details about who registers them. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
There's been a child porn bust on what's known as the dark web.
Jong-woo Son of South Korea is facing charges for operating the site Welcome to Video, which hosted thousands of videos of children and engaged in sex acts. This despite already serving time in his homeland on child pornography charges. U.S. Attorney Jesse Liu says the investigation of the site has led to global takedowns.
Approximately 337 subjects have been arrested around the world. Approximately 92 individuals have been investigated and many prosecuted in the United States alone.
In addition, Liu says 23 children have been rescued from being abused by users of the site. Attempts are also being made to recover the site's profits, giving them back to victims. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
We got an update on the housing market showing a drop in new construction last month because of a big decline in new apartment building. It was a 9.4% overall plunge in what are called housing starts. On Wall Street, Dow futures are now up about 70 points ahead of the opening bell in about 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalco with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 17-year-old boy has pleaded guilty to a count of residential burglary and a count of aggravated battery in connection to a June burglary at a campus town sorority house and the attack on a staff member at a youth detention center. Devarian Epps pleaded guilty in adult court. Those are both felonies. He faces up to 8 years in prison when he is sentenced on November 15th. The News Gazette says the staff member at the youth detention center had a black eye, a chipped tooth, and lacerations requiring 11 stitches. The alleged attack on the staff member came several days after the burglary at the sorority house. Some lane closures to tell you about. Single lanes of westbound traffic will be closed on Bradley Avenue between Redwood Drive and Williamsburg Drive. The work starts this morning and should be done by 4 p.m. tomorrow. This is so crews can do routine storm sewer maintenance activities. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalco.
Levi, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You win four tickets to the Illinois game. How about that?
That's awesome.
What are you thinking? Oh, we got Wisconsin coming in. They're monsters, man. It's like playing Clemson or something. Whoa.
Hey, you know, we can give it our best shot and see what happens.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You got orange to wear?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, buddy. Listen, congratulations. Thank you for listening. Go Alana. You got four game tickets, Illinois, Madison, Wisconsin from Madison, and you got them. Way to go.
Awesome. Thanks, Stevie.
And weather from Thursday's view, Diane.
It looks pretty good with the sunshine and a high 60, 35 our low tonight. Up to 63, partly cloudy tomorrow, down to 41. 68 on Saturday, down to 45 in the evening. And then mostly sunny on Sunday with a high 70. Right now we're at 41. ESPN 93.5.
Well, Sesame Street has been known to tackle tough topics through the eyes of a child.
Mm-hmm.
Soon they'll be addressing another very difficult issue, opiate addiction. Popular educational children's show will bring in Carly, a green and yellow-haired Muppet, introduced earlier this year, to talk to a 10-year-old named Salia, who has parents in recovery. Addiction expert Paul Pellinger. How do you feel about that, Paul? How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me back. How I feel about it is I think the intentions are genuine and good. As you've alluded to, Sesame Street has been addressing sensitive topics for years. I specifically remember in the 80s them dealing with HIV and AIDS and bringing it to light. And what we've learned about that is, you know, the average 3 or 4 year old that's watching the Sesame Street needs to be made sure that they have the necessary family support mm-hmm. or adults in the room to, you know, help them comprehend and understand it, you know, on their level, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, because a lot of times you open things up and they're just going to have 9 questions and you don't have anybody to answer the questions. Then what?
Right. So that's been my, by the way, my goal for the past 30 years since I've been in the addiction industry, is raising awareness, which changes the stigma that's attached yeah. to addiction. Unfortunately, there's such an epidemic going on out there. I'm just grateful that Recovery Unplugged, which I'm the co-founder of and vision leader, that we're able to address it. If you think about Sesame Street, the thing that always comes to my mind is that song. That helps me kind of remember, mm-hmm. You know, some of the characters and stuff. And that's one of the influences, by the way, as silly as it might seem, which is why we use music to help combat addiction at Recovery Unplugged.
Yeah,
we're addressing this the best we can.
Recovery Unplugged, Paul, your story is what?
My story is I've been in the industry as a therapist for 30 years and realized we were depending on human beings to implement the therapeutic process. Consistently, that wouldn't work. And music had the same assets in terms of establishing rapport, changing one's mood, helping clients retain the necessary skill sets I'm trying to teach them, and unify the clients as well. So I started using music as a catalyst to engage the therapeutic process, which is probably why our results are about 4 times better than the national average at Recovery Unplugged.
Yeah. Recovery Unplugged can be reached how, Paul?
Recoveryunplugged.com. If you Google it, you'll have access to us 24/7.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you for your time, as always, Paul. We appreciate it. RecoveryUnplugged.com, RecoveryUnplugged.com. Thank you.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
You too. Paul Pellinger, addiction expert. Sesame Street jumping in the deep end to figure it out. But he's right. The key is support.
It is.
Kids are going to have questions.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got to answer them.
Mm-hmm.
Sports next.
The hammering, the sawing, the drilling. All the sounds of the workplace are music to our ears. You can be a part of construction projects, large and small, as a Carpenters Local 243 member. Learn to excel with apprentice and journeyman training. Members enjoy all the benefits this internationally recognized union has to offer. Join the Local 243 family tradition. Contact Carpenters Local 243 at 217-356-5463.
The holidays are coming up, and I need to replace my old stove and microwave. I am sick of them. First, we went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and they had this gorgeous black stainless steel range with a matching over-the-range microwave on sale for over $700 off. It has durable cast iron grates and a griddle, self-clean and convection. They both came with a free 10-year protection plan and 0% financing for the whole year. But we wanted to check out the big box lumberyard, too. We like to never find anybody to help us. They did have the same things there. But when we compared price, warranty, delivery, installation, and everything, we went back to Dick Van Dyke and saved $250 over the big box. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your two-story in Champaign, Urbana during the month of October. Get ready for the holiday cooking and save hundreds of dollars. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Your bags and get ready for a trip of a lifetime with the all-new Champaign Outdoors Adventure Travel. They're visiting three amazing destinations next year. You can check out the pristine beaches and volcanic national parks in Costa Rica, enjoy sun, waterfalls, and wine in Croatia, or go on the ultimate bucket list adventure as you trek up Mount Kilimanjaro to reach the highest peak in Africa. These are all small group trips only available to you in the Champaign-Urbana area and include experienced guides and luxury accommodations. So what are you waiting for? Start your adventure today by visiting champaignoutdoors.com/travel.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years, and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
It's literally the best place in East Central Illinois. Exceptional food, excellent service, and a great atmosphere is what you'll find at Miga in downtown Champaign. And the reviews speak for themselves. One says, my wife and I drove over from Decatur for a date night. We were pleasantly surprised. Another says, we went for our anniversary. It was such an exciting place. One person even said, the absolute best dining. Perhaps the best in the world. Judge for yourself at Miga Restaurant, downtown Champaign.
ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
So we know the Washington Nationals are in for the World Series. It's who are they playing? American League had to reschedule last night due to a rainout. Astros are up 2-1. Houston and New York Yankees will be going at it tonight. Zach Greinke on the mound for Houston and Masahiro Tanaka for the Yankees. The game is coming from New York. And if they have to play, they'll play again Friday with a 6:08 start at this point as everything's being adjusted now. Also trending in MLB news, LA Angels have hired manager Joe Maddon. Since Brad Asmus only lasted a season and they fired him, of course, he spent more than three decades on the West Coast. So he's comfortable in this role.
Joe Maddon's great. He had the best record in baseball for 5 years. What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
Guy can still manage. He's kind of going home. He knows the Angel system like nobody's business, and I bet you they'll do better with him.
Kansas City and Denver for NFL action tonight, Thursday night. Mitch Trubisky practicing this week, gearing up for that Bears hosting Saints game Sunday, 3:25 on Fox. Illinois soccer in action against Penn State tonight. As we say, go Illini.
Yeah, you got Dallas at Philadelphia. No, that's nighttime. So the only
4-2, 3:25 game, Seattle at Baltimore. Nah. Chicago, New Orleans, that'll be the big one.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans is a 3-point underdog.
Okay, then.
We can't even play with
Should
you. You're so good. You're too good. We can't play
Go
with you.
Go Bears.
Go Saints. We'll see. Yeah, that'd be tough. And I think the weather's going to be decent in Chicago for the ball game. So
that's right.
My son Nathaniel lives about 3/4 of a mile from Soldier Field.
Okay, that's hikeable.
So we won't be driving up there on Sunday because it's Bears.
Yeah.
Lakeshore Drive's always crowded.
I know.
Always.
It's
crowded.
Really bad.
Christian,
the Bears are the game.
And Christian did an internship up there for WJE. It's an engineering firm. He was underneath Lakeshore Drive checking the bolts to see if they were solid.
Wow.
Engineering forensic stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, it's Bears Saints Sunday. That'll be a dandy. Let's
That's
check
right.
your weather forecast.
All right. It's looking pretty good. We've got a high of 60 today, 35 our low tonight, 63 tomorrow, partly cloudy to wrap up the week, down to 41 for the high school football games, 68 for the Illinois-Wisconsin game that starts at 11, maybe 62 for kickoff temperature,
okay.
45 our low in the evening with a 20% chance of showers overnight. But mostly sunny by Sunday and a high 70, low 54. We're currently at 43 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, okay. And again, 11 a.m. means you got to get out there to Grange Grove earlier. They got, some Big Ten live studio stuff,
they
right?
Yes, they do.
That'll be fun. That'll
Howard
draw a
Griffin
crowd.
Part of that,
yep.
too. Go Illini.
I was at the game. Howard got 9 touchdowns.
All right.
9 touchdowns.
Wow.
Unbelievable. 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
More people were filing for unemployment benefits last week. Though the number of claims is still considered very low, the number of new claims rose 4,000 to 214,000. There's a mixed report on housing construction. The Commerce Department says home building declined 9.4% in September, though there was an increase in single-family home construction. Apartment building slowed. The retreat comes after the numbers for August were revised higher, indicating home building in that month rose to the highest level since June of 2007. Building permits declined 2.7% last month, a sign construction could be slowing in the future. Kohl's is partnering with Facebook to engage people with its curated by Kohl's store brands. It'll include a rotating line of products. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
ESPN 93.5, Veronica Severini has jumped into our studio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Mm-hmm. Champaign Center Partnership, Parade of Lights time already?
Already Parade of Lights time. Yeah, we're thick in the planning. This year's parade is going to be Saturday, November 30th. The parade will start at 6 p.m., but we have activities going on all day.
Okay. Typically, there's a theme. I know each entry should be lit.
Yes, so this year's theme is Winter Wonderland, and we're accepting parade entries as of right now. They're filling up, so yeah, get your parade entries in. Every entry must have lights, and our early bird deadline for that is October 31st.
And the price will go up after October 31, right?
Correct,
okay,
yep.
And then you something new going on?
Yeah, so this year we're introducing a Shop Local Holiday Market with a ton of local vendors from Champaign-Urbana,
good.
And that will be held in the Soto Theater near Walnut Street Tea Company.
Oh, yeah, little booths or something? How are you doing that? I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah, so the Soto Theater has a pretty big open space inside, and then vendors will be setting up tables. There's going to be some music playing during the day, so feel free to walk around, grab some gifts.
I am all about the local, man. This is mom and dad. That's tough. So good for you. I love that idea.
Yeah, we're so excited.
Yeah. Push local. All right. How do people get information?
So you can go to champaigncenter.com, and you'll see the Parade of Lights pop up pretty much right away.
Awesome. Keep up your good work.
Thanks.
Veronica Severini. We're talking Champaign Center Partnership. Parade of Lights, ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Here's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying trained systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Hello, this is Shane Culch from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor is having our biggest sale of the year. Every plant in the nursery is at least 20% off, with select plants up to 50% off. These aren't merely leftover plants from the spring. We've been bringing in fresh new plants to keep the nursery fully stocked for the last big push going into winter. The best time to plant is now. Less transplant shock and less money. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery for the best selection of trees, shrubs, and perennials, and they're all on sale. For more information and directions, go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Culch from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a fast oil change at a Mopar Express lane near you.
Bank, the Opportunity Bank. Introducing Prospect Bank's digital wallet, the safe, secure, and smart way to pay. Register your Prospect Bank debit card with Apple Pay, Google Pay, or Samsung Pay. Learn more by visiting bankprospect.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Prospect Bank,
the Opportunity Bank. 8:26 tomorrow night. At the Virginia Theater.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
If you would like to win a pair of tickets to Kansas, you just text in Kansas, 359-2255. And I'll let you get in there for nothing.
The Virginia Theater is a great place to see the show. I know, because I saw George Thorogood there last night.
Kansas. Dust in the Wind, Carry On My Wayward Son, and others. You can join the throng of people at the Virginia tomorrow night. 359-2255. Text in Kansas. Good luck.
On the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
Is Isaiah Williams going to really compete for this quarterback spot with his ability to run the ball? I just don't know how accurate of a thrower he is.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Don't miss a thing and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
Carry on my
You just turned 60? Well, then, this is perfect, man. You're the right demo, as we say. Hey, man, you win. You got two tickets to see and hear Kansas and Dust in the Wind. And take your earplugs, my friend. Can you still rock? Can you still take all that stuff?
It's too loud. You're too old.
There you go, Stevie.
Well, I guess I'm too old. I'll be watching this from Hickory Point Bank. It'll be an awesome concert. Greg, you enjoy this, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Greg wins.
Pair of tickets to Kansas tomorrow night at the Virginia, thevirginia.org. You get your own ticket.
And remember, if it's too loud, you're too darn old.
Officer Walton, I appreciate you explaining some parts of your career with Champaign Police.
Yes.
Do you have a goal of working with kids in the future?
Yeah, absolutely I do. I guess in the near future here, I'm pursuing a school resource officer position, which, you know, that would basically place me in the school to be able to educate and, of course, continue to be a law enforcement official and maybe even kind of help the kids. kids, you know, when they're having tough times, you know, to kind of advise them and give them some guidance. So that's my short-term goal, to try to become a school resource officer. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just kind of my niche, you know, dealing with kids and community. And right now we've got so much of a disconnect between the youth and the community. So I love that challenge of being able to kind of reach back and kind of give them some direction and some guidance.
And how can we encourage a better bond between police and community?
Well, I think it starts on both sides. As far as the law enforcement side, being more active, meaning, you know, sometimes you got to get out of your car and just start speaking to people.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
We checked out the reviews of the Illini Inn, now fully renovated in Campus Town at 4th and Daniel, Champaign. Here's what stuck out. Best TVs you can see from any angle. Fast service, nice staff, and it's still the Inn. Check out the Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition for students and townies since 1970. Serving cold drinks and a full menu, the Illini Inn, 4th and Daniel, Champaign.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, "My warmest condolences to the family and many friends of Congressman Elijah Cummings." The Maryland Democrat died this morning, 68 years old.
The congressman's office says he passed away at a hospice care facility early this morning. The congressman was born and raised in Baltimore. He served for several years as the ranking member on the House Oversight and Reform Committee, but became the chairman after Democrats became the majority party this year.
Fox's Mark Meredith. That committee is one of three meeting privately today with Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland. It's part of the impeachment inquiry. There's a deal for how the European Union will break up with Great Britain at the end of the month if it's approved by the British and EU parliaments. Minister Boris Johnson says it's fair.
It's a reasonable, fair outcome.
There's an EU summit today on the matter with a UK parliament vote expected on Saturday. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Bond was set at $1 million for a man accused of robbing a Champaign bank. 18-year-old Dakir Pickens is being held on two counts of armed violence and one count each of financial institution robbery and aggravated battery with a firearm. His 16-year-old brother is facing the same charges in connection to the armed robbery Tuesday morning at Regions Bank. The state's attorney wants to prosecute the 16-year-old as an adult. Police are looking for a 30-year-old man wanted in connection with a shooting on October 5th in the parking lot of a private business in the 1900 block of West Bradley Avenue. Jerry Exum is wanted for attempted murder and aggravated battery with a firearm. Two people had gunshot wounds. Police say both victims are expected to survive. Bond for Exum was set at $500,000. If you know where to find him, call Crime Stoppers, 217-373-8477. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
That number could save you up to 30% on your energy bills. When you call today, Chief Bauer Service Experts can hook you up with a furnace tune-up. Right now, save $61 on a furnace tune-up. Chief Bauer Service Experts, your hometown Champaign-Urbana tune-up pros.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
See website for license details.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up towards 60 today with the sunshine, 35-hour low tonight, partly cloudy and a high 63 tomorrow, down to 41. 68, partly cloudy on Saturday. Showers could come our way late, low 45. 70 on Sunday with sunshine. Right now the temperature's at 43 on ESPN 93.5.
Okie dokie, we do have an offer for you later on the Ghost Stever website. You go to GhostStever.com. Make sure you have your username and password. Then at 5:30 during the drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper, you have a chance to get $50 to Naya Restaurant. There are two stipulations. You have to use this within the next 7 days and then give me a little feedback what you thought. Naya's been getting some great feedback. Italian, Asian, Italian-inspired, fantastic food on Green Street. In campus, it's called Naya, N-A-Y-A, Naya Restaurant.
And fantastic sushi.
Ooh, sushi's good.
Yeah, and they'll make it, if you sit at the bar, the guy's right there in front of you. It's fascinating.
How fast can they make that thing?
I mean, it's
takes
amazing.
A little time,
and
though,
the chopping and all that.
Okay.
It's kind of really cool.
Little hibachi thing.
But you
thing
can also sit in the back part and really have a nice date night out.
Okay, so there are $50 vouchers, and I've got 10 of them. But they're going to go in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So many of you signed up for this, and we love it. 5:30 tonight for the next offer. It's GhostStever.com. I'm going to talk to Champaign Mayor in just a moment, Deb Frank Finan. Marijuana legal?
Yes.
It's January 1, and I think you'll be able to buy recreational marijuana in Champaign. Stand by for that. And then armed bank robbery attempt yesterday in Champaign-Urbana at Regions Bank. 18 and a 16-year-old. It's a head shaker. With a gun that's loaded, and then pistol whipped one of the tellers or something. Anyway, a little more on that here in just a few moments. Should you tip at a restaurant no matter what? Should you just say, hey, we understand that's a tough gig. I'm not worried about the service. You're going to get my 20%. Washington Post suggests no matter what, we should be tipping waiters and waitresses 20% of the bill no matter what. Etiquette expert Colleen Rickenbacker, are you on the page for this?
I most certainly am.
Okay. Why don't you just build it into my hamburger and say tip included? I mean, why do you make it arbitrary at all? If I'm paying $11 for the burger, make it 13 and just say, like a cruise, I've already prepaid my tip.
No, you can pay whatever you want. But they're just saying that if you do get good service, then the 20%, that's your call. But if it's not good service, then you can tip whatever you like.
Okay.
But you need to remember that if you don't like it, remember everybody else that's in that chain of tipping. So if you didn't like the service and the burger was absolutely delicious, remember the cook that cooked it for you. So don't forget that. And if you're having a beer with that burger, don't forget that bartender that also took care of you and kind of gave you that nice cold beer when you came in. So don't forget everybody else that's associated with that sandwich or that, you know, whatever you ate that day. So don't, you know, kind of penalize everybody else that's along the line if you didn't like that service that came.
And there's some people, there are people that are, I think, just ridiculous when it comes to this thing. I don't know if I tip under 15, even if it's bad. And I do go over 20 if it's good. But I also kind of am torn a little bit, Colleen, because, you know, it is part of the job performance. And if somebody does a really poor job outside of the restaurant industry, should they get a raise? It's the same kind of thing, isn't it?
That's exactly right. I'm with you 1,000% on that.
Okay.
If it's good, it's good. Praise them. Give it to them. And if it's really good, give them more than 20%.
Yeah.
But if it's not, you know, that give servicing and tipping is for the performance of what they do. Same as like you said about a raise. It's the performance for what they do. And they should get. And so that's how it should be handled.
It's tough. It's a tough industry for sure. It really is.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because a lot of the establishments feel like they're not paying them as much because they should be getting it in tips. And some people do make more in tips than they do for their salary.
Sure, sure. Finally, we have marijuana becoming legal in our state. So is it okay etiquette to say, gosh, don't smoke in my room, but marijuana's fine?
Huh.
Come on, man.
I'm not
going to
make a comment on that one.
Etiquette expert Colleen Rickenbacker, how do people connect with you, Colleen?
On my website, it's crspeaks.com.
Hey, nice chatting. Thank you for the input here on the tipping. Colleen Rickenbacker in Dallas. Champagne Mayor Deb Frank Finan is next.
The sounds of fresh meat grilling, the sounds of the marching Illini, and the sounds of Lovie Smith and his fighting Illini taking the field at Memorial Stadium. Ensure you have the best tailgate and get your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. They have fresh meat weekly, sausage, bacon, and eggs too. It's local fresh meat from right here in Champaign-Urbana. The U of I Meat Sales Room open Tuesdays and Thursdays 1 to 5:30 p.m. and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Located off Florida on Maryland Avenue in Urbana. Have the best tailgate this season when you buy your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
At Busey, we are dedicated to enhancing and preserving your financial future, simplifying the complexities around your finances while maximizing the opportunities available to you. Whatever your dream, our wealth management team can guide you through every important financial decision. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
We're talking with Shane from Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana. And on Thursday, it's Thirsty Thursdays. A bit of a different meeting than what it was when we were in college, right, Shane?
That's right. You know it. Every Thursday in Rosati's Pizza is Thirsty Thursday. After 4 o'clock, you'll get a free 2-liter with any pizza purchase.
What are you having for dinner tonight? Make it Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory, Urbana. MyRosati's.com/Urbana. Or call 328-2334 for delivery in Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy.
All right, it is Thursday. We do have homecoming week at the University of Illinois. Deb Frank Finan, were you a U of I grad?
I was not.
Well, other than that, your resume's solid.
I spent a year in law school here, so I have a little orange.
Well, that counts. Hey, that totally counts. Totally. Alumni, Deb Frank Finan, mayor of the city of Champaign. Okay, so Mayor Juan, as I understand, according to the News Gazette this morning, legal as of January 1, Phoenix Botanical or something, can now sell recreational marijuana January 1. Is that true?
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. That was the first I had heard that they had applied. But we have, you know, we've passed the ordinance on the tax, and we have passed the zoning-related changes we needed to make. So it's not a surprise.
How old do I sound when I say I don't like everything? I guess it just, I mean, it's like get off my lawn, but I just don't like blessing another illicit. And I think marijuana is not any good for people. I think the unintended consequences for Champaign police trying to determine if somebody's driving high. I mean, I just don't like it. I know I'm not with it and all that stuff. I just don't think it's a good direction, I guess.
Well, so I guess what I would challenge is, the alcohol piece. And I understand that we've got better technology relating to alcohol for drivers, figuring out if there's drunk driving. I think we will have the same for, high driving pretty quickly, because I think the technology will catch up. And then the question becomes, can you show me data about, marijuana being any worse than alcohol is, or is it basically the same thing, except that the impact on lower socioeconomic groups and African Americans of getting picked up for using marijuana as opposed to using alcohol. There's just a lot that goes into those kinds of decisions.
Well, and I get it. I think we have enough problems with alcohol in our society than expanding those that can't stand to drink but will smoke. And they're going to be people, no matter what, that are going to smoke high, and they're going to drive high. And that's just how it's going to be, because that happens. We've seen studies on that from the states that have done this. It's just dealing with it, and I guess I just don't want to deal with it, and we're going to have it.
Well, I kind of wonder if the people who are going to drive high are already driving high. I mean, if you're willing to do that and do that illegally and take those risks and put your life and others in jeopardy, does it really change for you whether you know, you can buy it legally or not, or are you already smoking?
No, I don't know, again, it's the same thing as you can take driver's licenses away from people. They still drive cars. You can make guns illegal, but they still have guns. I mean, this Regions Bank robbery in Champaign yesterday.
How scary was that?
Well, I mean, you got an 18-year-old with a gun that says they got post-traumatic stress disorder or some such thing, $1 million bond for the 18-year-old, trying to try the 16-year-old, same thing, your brothers, going into a bank, pistol whipping. I mean, it's just unbelievable, but where'd he get the gun? And I guarantee it's not legal. You know he didn't go to a FOID car. Anyway, it's just frustrating because law-abiding citizens are law-abiding citizens. How do you deal with the rest?
Right. Yeah. It is a challenge. There's no doubt. And frankly, the amount of illegal guns on the street is crazy. And access to guns is crazy. And, you know, I have been supportive of reasonable restrictions, you know, background checks and requiring people to, you know, try to make it harder, close some of the loops at gun shows and things like that. I know that that isn't always popular, but we have got to do something about how easy it is for people to get access to illegal guns.
It's just unfortunately when it comes to, and Champaign certainly has a share of guns, legal and illegal. And the problem is, again, bad guys don't follow laws anyway. So it's, and I don't know who would be against expanded background checks. That's automatic for sure, and making it a little harder to get, and you have to apply and do all those things. Law abiding people do that. The problem is the guns are out there. They're in vehicles because you can't take them in any buildings, so people can break in the cars and steal guns all day long.
Right.
It's a tough one. That's why you're mayor, okay? That's why you're mayor.
Because I get to deal with all the hard issues.
Yeah, it's going to be the same darn path as Pete Buttigieg, small town mayor, president. Let's go.
I love that.
I know. And, you know, he's a great guy. Mayor of South Bend, you know, it's a little bit bigger than our city, but, you know, has executive experience and is a Midwesterner.
Yeah.
What's not to like about him?
Well, but you know what, though, in all candidness, your relationship with the police is better than his. He's having some issues with some of the police, so.
You know, he had some issues early on in the campaign, but I think one of the things I admire about him is that he was willing to just stand up and talk about it. He didn't try to pretend it wasn't going on and didn't try to make it sound better than it was. And I think that's what mayors do. I mean, one of the fun things about U.S. Conference of Mayors is you get to meet and talk to mayors from all over the country. And, you know, they govern differently than what you see on this national level. Yeah. And, you know, they have to be real because, you know, in a town of 87,000 or 120 or 30 or whatever he's got, your citizens know what's going on.
Yeah,
so they expect honesty, and they expect you to tackle the problems, and they don't expect perfection.
Well,
all
politics is local, and we see you all over the place. It's awesome. I think that's the beauty of the thing. Tell your family you're running for president and tell me how that goes. Hey, listen, Deb, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, Mayor of the City of Champaign is Deb Frank Finan. 848, ESPN 93.5.
Hi, this is Gary Knight from CarMac Car Capital in Danville. Now's the time to get a great deal on every new 2019 Honda and Hyundai. The all-new 2020s are rolling in, so we're clearing out all the 19s. Save thousands with 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on select models, and we'll pay you top dollar for your trade. Our selection is huge, so hurry into CarMac Car Capital in Danville or go to CarMacCars.com to view all of our new and pre-owned vehicles in stock.
Houlihan's has terrific drink specials and happy apps from 4 to 6 p.m. weekdays and all day on Sunday.
Start your week off with the half-price draft beer.
Then half-price bottles of wine on Tuesdays.
Also on Tuesdays, they have music live in the lounge from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. with some great local talent combos entertaining folks while they dine at Houlihan's.
A great choice for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch, 9 to 2.
Houlihan's in the iHotel and Conference Center at First and St. Mary's Road.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign.
Urbana deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
Tile is about to rock your world with rustic stone look flooring that's durable and low maintenance. Traffic Master Portland Stone Gray Tile from the Home Depot gives you the look of real stone for floors that will get a second look. And because it's tile, it's low maintenance and now even easier to fit into your budget. Traffic Master Portland Stone Gray Tile, just 77 cents per square foot at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store while supplies last.
Yeah, quick sports headlines, Diane.
The Washington Nationals are in for the World Series. Who will they play? American League had to reschedule the game last night due to the weather. Astros are up 2-1, and New York Yankees will host Houston tonight. L.A. Angels have hired manager Joe Maddon to their franchise again. They fired Brad Asmus after a season, and of course, Joe Maddon known for his work for at least five seasons with the Cubs. This is one of the times that he didn't make the playoffs, though, and his contract ran out, so there we go. Mitch Trubisky's shoulder strong enough to be practicing this week. Bears hosting the Saints Sunday, 3:25 on Fox. Our Illini soccer team in action at Penn State tonight. On Sunday, they're at Ohio State. We've got number 6 Wisconsin, an 11 a.m. kickoff for our 109th homecoming celebration. Go Illini!
All right. And by the way, I'll ask Mike Ditka about Joe Maddon. I'll give you a clue. He won't like the fact that the Cubs fired him because they were pretty close friends, actually.
Yeah.
Joe would go to the restaurant quite a bit. So we'll talk to Joe. We'll talk to Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny tomorrow morning and ask about the Joe Maddon.
Sounds good.
And good for Joe. He's back in a place he's very familiar with.
That's right.
I think he still is a great manager. I think Theo set the ball rolling on this whole thing when he panicked after the bad finish a year ago. And the whole climate had changed because the Cubs didn't make the playoffs a year ago. And I think it got uncomfortable, didn't extend Joe. The whole thing started, just didn't feel right. All year didn't feel right.
Right.
8:51.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Over 30 years ago, Rotary made a promise to the world. A promise that we would eradicate polio. With the help of our partners and friends, we've made incredible progress toward that goal.
So today we find ourselves on the brink of completely eradicating polio from the face of the earth. When, not if, we get there, it will be only the second time in history that a disease affecting humans has been eradicated.
The Gates Foundation believes that every child deserves a chance to live a healthy, productive life. That's why we're so excited about the partnership we have with Rotary International and the Global Polio Eradication Initiative in the final push to rid the world of polio. Together, I'm confident we'll achieve a polio-free world. Let's drop to zero.
Let's drop to zero.
Let's drop to zero.
Rotary International recognizes October as End Polio Month.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, check your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather forecast. National Weather Service.
Sunny, high 60, 35 our low tonight, 63 the high tomorrow, down to 41. The parade around campus town steps off at 6 tomorrow. 68 the high for Saturday, partly cloudy, kickoff temperature right around 68 or 62, down to 45 in the evening. Up to 70 with sunshine on Sunday. Right now we're at 43 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, I had said Howard Griffith had a 9-touchdown game. I erred. It was 8.
Okay.
But I was there.
Still a monster at that game.
Counting up and going, man, 8 touchdowns?
Uh-huh.
Boy, he looked good. I looked at the video and it's like, boy, 1990, whatever that was, 90, I think. We were really good.
Yeah.
We had a good run going, John Makovic, all of that stuff. Man, 30 years ago, by the way, man.
Jerry DiNardo, also part of the panel, Michelle McMahon. It's going to be a great time for the BTN tailgate live from Grange Grove.
Tonight you're going to something important at 6. The 7?
Yes. At City View, the city of Champaign offers this and it talks about gun violence. So I'm interested in seeing that. And then Jim Gaffigan's tonight.
Yeah, right. At the State Farm. We'll report tomorrow. Thank you, Diane.
All right. Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Stand by. Jeremy Warner Show is next. Have a great Thursday.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide Technologies in Champaign make sure your virtual private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359-8041 or head to their website at www.areawidetech.com and let them take the confusion of cybersecurity out of your hands.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neil at Burwash Savoy? For the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neil at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com. Looking for a place to host your company or organization's holiday party? Looking for great food and drink options? Look no further than Gifford's Long Branch Steakhouse. Donnie and the crew would love to host your private celebration Sunday, Monday, or Tuesdays in downtown Gifford. Steaks, seafood, chops, chicken, ribs, and more. Call 568-7722 for details. That's 568-7722. And don't forget, gift certificates from Long Branch make great stocking stuffers.
Need a car wash? Need an oil change? Luckily, you can get them both at Market View Car Wash and Lube in Champaign. They have the perfect package for you. Just buy a full-service oil change, and they'll give you a complimentary car wash. They have free vacuums at their shop as well. And join the VIP Car Wash Club, as you will receive one car wash a day. The VIP Club Wash price starts at $20 a month. So come on by 501 West Market View Drive, and the Market View team will take care of your car as they would their own.
Save the date for trick-or-treating with the stores. It's back Sunday, October 27th, in the Oven Basketball Practice Facility at 4th and St. Mary in Champaign from 3 to 5. Free candy, autographs from the U of I women's basketball team and coaching staff. Powered by the U of I Community Credit Union, the Department of Athletics at Illinois, ChampaignMoms.com, and ESPN 93.5. Visit ESPNCU.com.
Geico presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire. But with Geico, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
Now that I've hung up the cleats, I like to wear a more comfortable shoe. In fact, I like to wear the most comfortable shoe, Skechers Slip-Ons. Skechers Slip-Ons are simply the best. For one thing, there's no laces, so they just slip right on. Then there's the Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It cradles your feet and provides unbelievable comfort that lasts all day long. Skechers Slip-Ons are the most comfortable, easy to wear shoes I've ever worn.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with Air-Cooled Memory Foam today. Skechers, comfort included.
When you're buying a car, you know exactly what you need. But the perfect match should be more than you get. It's also the personal banking experience that helps you get there. That's why Central Illinois' perfect match for auto loans is the U of I Community Credit Union. And right now, with some of the lowest auto loan rates in town, you can go ahead and say yes to all the upgrades. and you don't even have to be a member. So stop by the U of I Community Credit Union, Champaign-Urbana's number one local auto lender, and apply. Visit us in person on First Street in Champaign or stop by Five Points in Urbana. You can also apply from the comfort of your home online at uofi.org. Whether you're looking for a brand new vehicle or you're trying to lower your current vehicle loan payment, the U of I Community Credit Union is here to help. We have auto loan rates as low as 2.49% APR for up to 75 months for a limited time. The U of I Community Credit Union is here for campus and community.
Get to Kohl's and buy more, save more. Take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Or take 15% off. Plus, take an extra 15% off your $50 home sale purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid October 10th through 20th. 15 and 20% offers with promo code OCTOBER. 15% off $50 home offer.